Ho-Ho held his little arms above his head. He reared back and charged at Jack. With a flying tackle, he knocked Jack over. "What's going on?" said Jack.
"They want to play with you," said Annie.
Boo-Boo jumped on Jack and put him in a headlock. Jack broke free from the two small gorillas. He jumped up and dashed into the forest. Boo-Boo and Ho-Ho charged after him. Annie carried Little Guy and followed. She laughed as the small gorillas looked for Jack. Jack hid behind a tree. He pushed his glasses into place. He waited for Boo-Boo. In a moment, she walked by. "Boo!" Jack shouted, jumping out. Boo-Boo screeched and leaped straight up in the air. Jack cracked up laughing. Boo-Boo didn't laugh, though. She bit her lip. She hid her face behind her hands.
"Oh, Boo-Boo," said Annie. "Don't be scared."
She gently put the baby on the ground. She reached out to comfort Boo-Boo. Boo-Boo wrapped her arms around Annie's neck. She buried her furry head in Annie's shoulder.
"Jack was just playing," said Annie.
Boo-Boo raised her head. She looked at Jack over Annie's shoulder.
"Friends?" he asked softly.
Boo-Boo stuck her tongue out at him. Jack laughed. Boo-Boo showed her teeth in a big smile.
"Friends," said Jack.
Just then Ho-Ho started screeching. Jack and Annie looked around. Ho-Ho was pointing into the bushes.
"Where's Little Guy?" said Annie.
She and Jack dashed around the shrubs. The baby had crawled to a tree. He was looking up at a branch. A huge, sleek cat with black fur was sitting on the branch. His pale green eyes stared down at the baby gorilla. He looked hungry.
"A black leopard," breathed Jack.
The leopard leaped lightly down from his perch. He faced Little Guy. The baby looked scared.
"No!"
cried Annie. She ran over to the baby gorilla and scooped him into her arms. The leopard let out a snarl. He lowered his head and started slowly toward Annie and the baby. Jack panicked. He didn't know what to do at first. Then he remembered Big Guy's act. Jack took a deep breath. When he let it out, he made a loud hooting sound. He tore out from the brush, hooting like a silverback. He ran between Annie and the leopard. Jack grabbed a tree limb and shook it. He ripped leaves from branches. He cupped his hands. He beat his chest.
"Raw!" he roared. "Raw!"
Then Jack leaned over and charged back and forth past the leopard. Finally, he threw himself on his belly. He began bashing the ground with his palms. He bashed and bashed and bashed.
"Jack!" Annie called. "Jack!"
Jack looked up.
"He's gone," Annie said in a quiet voice. "The leopard's gone. He left a while ago."
"Oh," said Jack. He sat up. He pushed his glasses into place. He looked around. Then he smiled.